Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
And Julie, it was a great day, a beautiful day at FedEx yesterday. It was the homecoming. They retired Sean Taylor's number 21. That's, I know, right? How plugged in you are with the Washington football
Stop.
Team.
Stop.
But it was a beautiful day. And actually, we had a great first half where the Washington. All right. They used to be the Skins, okay? Let's just say it.
Yeah.
The Burgundy and Gold went into the locker room there with a lead over last year's Super Bowl team for the AFC, Patrick Mahomes and the whole Chiefs team. Saw my friend Ashley Varner from Freedom Foundation there. She's a Chiefs fan. Trevor Maddich is our football analyst here on O'Connor and Company. And, Trevor, I know the narrative here is, wow, they had a great first half and then it fell apart in the second half. However, let me just throw this out here. Yes, they had the lead in the first half, but they also had a whole lot of opportunities that turned into just field goals or into, at one point, a missed field goal. If they could just get in the end zone more, this game would have been theirs to win, right? So, I mean, yes, it was a good first half, but they should have been up by, 14 at the half instead of just three.
Larry, that's what awful teams do. And this team has established itself as a truly awful team. Mm. Now, they were up by 3 points in the first half, right?
Yeah.
And you're right, though. It was the opportunities that they missed that really cost them, because they should have been up a lot more. They forced three turnovers from Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs quarterback. Three turnovers, and turned that into one touchdown.
Yeah.
That's it. A couple of field goals, but one touchdown. And when you're on a roll like that, you need to capitalize, because the worm turns in football, and the other side's going to get on a roll too. And so you need to build a lead while the iron's hot. And when the iron was hot, Washington just couldn't do anything on offense against the worst defense in the NFL.
Exactly. And thank you. Because everybody at halftime was like high-fiving each other, saying, oh, we got this. It's like, excuse me, you really think Patrick Mahomes is going to have two back-to-back bad halves? There's no way. You knew Patrick Mahomes was going to show up. If you don't take the lead and build a big lead, it's going to come back. And that ended up losing 31-13. I guess the defense, I mean, despite the 31 points, defense actually was a lot better yesterday, weren't they?
They were. In past weeks, most of the big plays that the Washington defense gave up were because they blew it. They just blew it. They busted an assignment or had incredibly poor technique, something that the defense did wrong. In this game, most of the time when there was a big play, it was because Patrick Mahomes did something brilliant. And so there's that. But at the same time, in the second half, I went back and watched it again, and part of the reason Mahomes did so many brilliant things was that Washington's pass rush was so eager to hit him, like they did in the first half a lot. Mm-hmm. They hit him a lot in the first half. In the second half, they tried to do the same thing, except harder, and they opened the gate, got out of their lanes, and allowed him to escape, rush, or scramble around, and make a play on the move, which is where he's best. So part of it really was Washington, but it wasn't the coverage this time.
Interesting. We're speaking of Trevor Maddich, our football analyst here on yesterday's game at FedEx. And again, missed opportunities. You got to win the games against teams like the Saints 2 weeks ago. You got to win games when a good team like the Chiefs give you a window of opportunity. And they didn't do that either. You just called them basically an awful team. And I got to think, looking forward in the schedule, that's going to get even worse, because we've got Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay next. Then you've got Denver, who's looking pretty good. And then you come back home here after the bye to play none other than Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. I mean, is there any hope looking forward?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. Last year, the hope was the defense was so good that they could win a low-scoring game when the offense didn't do a whole lot. Right now, the defense is back to its ways of being one of the worst scoring defenses in the NFL. And the offense is getting worse, not better. Now, part of the problem with the offense is injuries. I get that. I mean, when they brought in Curtis Samuel as a receiver last year, that should have been the key to unlock all the rest of the Washington offense, because defenses can't cover Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel and Logan Thomas at tight end. But the problem is Samuel and Thomas are hurt, and defenses have figured out how to take away Terry McLaurin. So now who steps up? And the answer is there's nobody. So I get it that makes it hard for the offense. But at the same time, in this game, Taylor Heinicke, that I like a quarterback,
yep,
I really do. But his average air yards per completion, which means how far the ball travels down the field before a receiver catches it, was 1.5 yards.
Mm.
Mostly he was throwing it at or behind the line of scrimmage. They lost a lot of yards because the defense figured that out. He'd throw it out to the sideline to a receiver 3 yards behind the line, and they'd go back there and tackle him 3 yards behind the line. And when he had opportunities down the field, he was uncharacteristically inaccurate.
Yeah.
And this defense has lots of holes down the field.
Hey, Trevor, can I ask you, anyone who's ever seen Trevor Maddich, you were a center, you were a lineman. You're what, 6'5"? You're huge. You're so tall. How tall are you?
Yeah, I'm 6'5".
Yeah. So the reason I bring this up is I'm watching the game yesterday. They list Taylor Heinicke as 6'1". But I got to tell you, I mean, he looked the same height, if not shorter, than his running backs during the game yesterday. You talk about his inaccuracy downfield and also what appears to be his inability to see open receivers downfield. Am I wrong in thinking that part of the problem here is just his physical abilities? He's just too short to play that position?
That's something that he has to overcome, Larry. But he's been able to overcome it by moving around. And the Chiefs did the best job of anybody in keeping him in the pocket, making him look past and through and between all those giant offensive and defensive linemen coming at him. He's at his best when he does what Mahomes did in the second half, which
and
break
scramble out,
scramble around.
Find a
and he wasn't able to do that as much here.
He literally cannot see over the line sometimes, can he? Is that the
problem? But a lot of quarterbacks can't. You know, okay. You have to see between the lines. Look at Kyler Murray of Arizona. I think he's taller than Kyler Murray. But Murray has made a living just getting his eyeballs in between those guys. So it's like you're in a city block and you look between the buildings instead of over them.
Yeah,
that's what Murray does. Maybe Heinicke can study Murray a bit.
Gotcha. All right, well, I wish we had better news here. But it was a beautiful day at the stadium. And listen, even on a losing day, a beautiful day at an NFL game is better than not, right? Right, Trevor? All right, then. Did we lose Trevor already? All right.